want to just thank Lord Savior Jesus Christ for giving me the opportunity and Pastor Jackson. Let's pray. Our Father, most gracious God, we just come thanking you for this opportunity. We thank you for watching over last night while we slept in sun and waking up this morning in our right mind and use activity of our limb. Father God, we just thank you for covering with the blood of Jesus, protecting us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father God, I'm asking, Father God, let the Holy Spirit have its way this morning. Acting, Father God, let me decrease as you increase, Father God, and speaking your word in and through and out of me, Father God, through your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. This morning, saints of God, I will be coming from a very familiar passion of scripture, John, the 3rd chapter, 16th through the 18th verse. Said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he believe not is condemned already, because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this morning, saints of God, if I had to put a title to the old passion of scripture, it would be the benefit package of God. The benefit package of God. We see, saints of God, as Pastor Jackson said, that this is a year of greatness. So as the year began, we see that when you out on a job, you get benefits. The company offers you benefits. Each company have different benefits. They have, some have better benefits than the other. But thanks to God, as we become born again and become Christ's child, our son and daughters of Christ, we also have benefits. We have benefits that already have been paid for. The premium of those benefits have already been paid by Jesus. We see that knowing that God loved us, he sent his son for us. For what was the benefit of being a child of God? We see that Jesus paid that premium benefit for all of us. He highlighted the benefit coming under this heavenly insurance. Yet, what are the benefits? First of all, we should realize that God has done it all for us. The psalmist asks, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefit toward me? We have to remember that God has done it all. It's not that we worked for, but what God, a gift from God, that he gave us those benefits. But do we really know the benefit of being a child of God? It is the benefit package we have. Number one, we have the benefit package of his great love. The benefit package of his great love. John 15 and 13 said, the greater love have no man than this, that a man lie down his life for his friend. So you see, saints of God, the love of God, we cannot do without that benefit. That's one of the greatest benefit that anyone can have, the love of God. And if we have the love of God, we have the greatest benefit. No company in the world can offer you that benefit as God has offered his son. Because when God offers his son, he offered the love, the best that he had, the Jesus. What a great benefit. We see that during that benefit, we have the benefit knowing that the creator of the universe loves us. Romans 8 and 38 and 39 says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." You see, thanks to God, this passage is from Romans we read, is nothing said, nothing can change that fact that God loves us. God loves you, thanks to God, this morning. No matter how you messed up or how bad you thought you messed up, that benefit package is still yours. God would love us no matter what. No matter how bad we messed up, God still loves us. God will still forgive if we repent. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. We can reject his love, but he would never take it away. So what a great benefit package. Also, number two, benefit package number two is the grace of God, freedom, not bondage. Ephesians 2 and 8 says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God." So it's not something that we did, but it's a gift that God gave us, that grace God gave us, not something that we should brag or boast on. And also in Titus 2 and 11, it said, "For the grace of God that brings salvation had appeared to all men." So through the grace of God, we have salvation. No company in the world can give you that. A great benefit. We have grace, freedom, not bondage. Grace is God's richness at Christ's expense. Grace is God's richness at Christ's expense. It is grace that brings salvation. It is by grace we are saved, not by standing on a church roll or anything else we do, but it is by his grace we are saved. God's grace, thanks to God, is sufficient to save the worst sinner as well as the least of sinners. God's grace is sufficient. His grace is his gift to us. I like the commercials sometimes that tells the benefit of a product when they're selling something. They said that if you act now, we will include at no extra charge this gift. Well, in such a way, God does the same thing. The product he offers is salvation. If we act now, we receive at no extra cost his grace. So the benefit of grace, thanks to God, is a benefit that we have in abundance. Benefit number three. Mercy, mercy, not condemnation. Titus 3 and 5, it says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercies, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Christ Jesus, our Savior." So we have mercy, saints of God, not because we deserve it, but because of his love for us, toward us. Mercy is not given that we deserve. We were sinners. We broke the contract, and we deserve the punishment for breaking the law. Yet God, in his infinite mercy, chose to save us. In his infinite mercy, he chose to pay the price we could not pay. God paid the penalty. James tells us that God will judge with mercy if we do the same. The benefit package comes together when we realize that God has already paid the price. He already paid the penalty through his blood on the cross. So thanks to God, it ain't something that we got to work for or we have to go through. It already done. All we have to do is just accept it. See, on the job, you got to work. You got to work, work, and work. And still, sometimes they benefit, it gets skimping and skimping and skimping, but you're paying more and more and more. But this benefit, you ain't got to work hard. You ain't got to do overtime for to get these benefits. All you have to do, yes, have faith and believe. We also see that benefit number four let you know that we working in the kingdom of God do have benefits. Benefit number four, the Holy Spirit. Acts 2, 39, 38 and 39, well, yes, Acts 2, 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So in other words, saints of God, all we have to do is just repent and be baptized and receive the Holy Ghost, the gift or benefit package. In doing that, when we surrender our life to God, become obedient to the perspective of the gospel, we immediately receive the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Ghost is the gift, seal, or promise. In Ephesians 1 and 13 said, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, whom also after that ye believe, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So thanks to God, only thing we have to do is believe. If we believe, we have that sealed promise of the Holy Spirit. And you also was included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation. So in other words, saints of God, when we believe and we receive the word of truth and everything, we receive that package of the Holy Spirit. Having believed, you are marked in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Verse 14, who is a deposit guarantee of our inheritance unto the redeemer of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. So in other words, saints of God, we have a guarantee to the inheritance of that benefit. But we have to not only just think about it and have faith, but we got to believe that it is so. Also, benefit number five, forgiveness. We have a benefit of forgiveness, not penalty. This benefit is actually stemmed from benefit number four, the Holy Spirit. If we repent and are baptized, we are forgiven of our sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit, who forgive our sin, him who saved us. But not only are we forgiven, we are given the power to forgive others for their offense against us. He give us the ability to forgive rather than carry a grudge. So that's a great benefit. Instead of just carrying stuff, grudges deep down inside, messing up your own body. In other words, only thing when you hold a grudge, you just hurting yourself. You just causing ulcers and stress and strain on your own body. It is good to just let it out, forgive, and forget it. We have to benefit knowing our past is forgiven and forgotten, and we get the ability to do the same to others. So in other words, saints, don't hold a grudge against your brothers and sisters, no matter what they did to you or what you thought they did to you and everything. Don't hold a grudge. If you can't go to them or something happened that you can't go, ask God. God knows in your heart that how you feel and what you think your true self. So in other words, express yourself to God. Ask God for forgiveness. Repent, even if you can't get to your brothers and sisters, and ask them for forgiveness. Don't hold a grudge against your brothers and sisters, because you want every benefit of God's kingdom. Amen. Also, we see benefit number six, our needs are met. On a job, we have to work for to make a living to meet our needs, so-called. But in the kingdom of God, our needs are met. Matthew said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Yes. Amen. So only thing we have to do is seek. We don't have to get out there and work 8 hours, 10 hours, or whatever on a job. Yes, to be satisfied, think that we are satisfied with paying the bill. Our need will be met if we seek first the kingdom of God. God supplied all of our needs. In Philippians 4:19, it said, but for my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So whatever your need is, all you have to do is speak, ask in the name of Jesus, have faith that you believe and you receive, it will come to pass. It will come to pass. Like this week, we at our home, we had an incident where we had a leakage from upstairs, and it leaked down in our kitchen ceiling by our light fixture, and the whole thing just came down. The sheet dropped and everything just came down. But, we're calling around trying to find contractors, and everybody, was saying, well, we'll come out, we'll see that. But so we finally found one guy and said, well, I'll come out Tuesday and everything. So we're doing without light over there in that area. But God, he's supplying the need for us. Although we out of our comfortable zone so far, because we don't have the light there in the kitchen and everything, but we're still eating. We're still eating. So, in other words, you see, thanks to God, he will supply your needs. God supply all our need. Our greater need is forgiveness and salvation through Jesus Christ. We have those benefits, and our needs are met through him. Yet, that is not all. God sees that it is the basic need of our lives are met as well. So not only our salvation, but the basic need. Like I said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So your basic need will be met also. People are not out there searching for means for love, for anything that would satisfy a hungry soul, but God can meet those needs. That is our benefit as a child of the Lord. He satisfied the hunger and see to it we shall never go hungry again. He supplied our need according to his riches. And who is more riches than our Heavenly Father? Nobody. No company, Donald Trump, whoever, might have a whole lot of money, but that still can't beat our Father, our Heavenly Father. Benefit number seven, and this is a more important benefit, thanks to God, and this benefit being a child of God is eternal life. Eternal life. Eternal life in the end, because we win. Romans 6 and 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord." So what great benefit that we have eternal life with Christ. See, at the end of your service, you might do 20, 30 years on the job. They might give you a gold watch, might give you a plaque for a job well done, and send you out the door and have somebody right there to take your place. But with God, you can still enjoy that benefit in the end. You can enjoy the benefit here now on earth, and you can still enjoy eternal life. So what greater benefit than having eternal life in the kingdom of God? There are certain indisputed facts. One, that we will surely die. The second is that we will spend eternity somewhere. So why not with Christ? The benefit of being a child of God is that we know we will spend eternity with Him. God gives us the benefit, the gift of eternal life through His Son, Jesus Christ. Paul reminded us that in Christ, we are more than conquerors. In Christ, we are winners, not weaners. Conquerors, not defeat. But on the other hand, saints of God, we see that Satan, the devil, wants to strip us from all the blessing and benefit that God has given to us. If you let him, he will take away your hope that is built on nothing less than than Jesus' blood and righteousness. He will take away your peace, the peace like a river that flows continually. He will take away your joy, the joy that you have that the world did not give to you. But if you let the world, they will take it from you. I don't know about you this morning, saints of God, but I want the benefit of being a child of God. Let us get self out of the way and let us command Satan to go away. Not tell him, but command Satan to go away so that we can get where we need to be with God, so we can receive all the benefit that God has to offer. I want to be a blessing to others with those benefits by sharing the good news to others. I want to let my little light shine so that somebody may see my good works and glorify the Lord which is in heaven. So, saints of God, in other words, we not only being children of God, we got to let our light so shine that others may see our benefit. Not the benefit on the worldly jar, but the benefit in God's kingdom. So now that we know some of the benefit of God's plan, how easy would it be for us to sell it to everyone we meet? Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I told you wasn't going to leave this place without getting something today. A benefit package. And I gotta find mine. Where's it at? There it is. There's my benefit, my manual, my benefit package book. Everybody's got one. You ain't got to call your employer. You ain't got to go. If you ain't got one, you need to go get you one. You can go buy one. We got one. We got some here. But you need to find one specifically, the one God wants you to have. Mine is called the New King James Spirit-Filled Bible. I like that one. I had one at one time, and I lost it. I lost my benefit book at one time. I left it on my vehicle leaving church, and somebody else got blessed with my benefits. Somebody found that Bible, and I learned, make sure your name is in your benefit book, okay? So you can find somebody will return it to you. But if you get it in your heart, and if you know your benefits, what Reed is teaching us this morning, if you put it in your heart, it don't matter if you lose your book. Because you know what page, you remember that page because it's in your heart. And you got a helper. The Holy Ghost will help you remember that benefit. And as Reed was going through there, the Holy Spirit was reminding me of Psalms. I'm not sure. I don't think Reed, I've got my notes here. He didn't mention this one, but this was Psalm 68. Goes right along with what he was bringing us today. I think it would be a good place to seal up the package today, seal up the benefit book. Psalms chapter 68. Let me see if I want to read you. Yeah, verse 19. It says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation." Jesus said, "In this manner pray, give us this day our daily bread." And that's what I hear this morning is we need to know our benefits. Because that daily bread is what you need that day. So it will benefit you. We need His promise. "Lord, give us this day our daily bread." That's first thing in the morning. Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime, Jesus when the sun goes down. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's the first thing our minds need to be thinking on in the morning. Give us this day our daily bread. There's benefits there. And that psalm, it says, at the end, it says, Selah. Don't just say it. Selah means to ponder it. And think about and dig in that word and find out those benefits. Reed gave you a few this morning. He gave us a few. He could have went on. He could have went on and on and finding more benefits. See, we keep digging in the word. Man, I didn't know that was in there. That all my needs are met according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Somebody tell me what His glory is. There's a lot of names here, but there's one I'm looking for. Oh, that He might show me His glory. Oh, that He might show me His in the land of the living. There's a blank there. You know what the glory of God is? Blessings. Yes. Blessing and honor. Glory and power. Goodness. I knew the Holy Ghost was working. I was waiting for that word to come out. It's the goodness of God. Remember Moses. These are benefits. These are His benefits. You want His benefits? You better know He's good. Because if you think bad's coming from Him, you're not going to benefit. It's not going to benefit. Now, it'll benefit you. The devil will open up his benefit book. There's your key. The goodness, His glory is His goodness. Yes. Moses asked Him, said, "Lord, I want You to show me Your glory. Show me Your glory." What did he do? He said, "I'm going to put You in the cleft of this rock." Who is the rock? Jesus is the rock. "I'm going to put You in Jesus." We could say that. "And I'm going to have all My goodness pass before You." Benefits right there, buddy. Oh, the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Moses took out and took a big chunk right there. He took a bite. Daily bread. He got him a big old loaf that morning because God caused His glory, His goodness to pass before him. That's all Moses could see. Covered him with His goodness. You want the glory of God manifest in your life? You need to be talking how good He is. Because when you start talking how good He is, He manifests. Manifesto, He's revealed. That's a benefit, His goodness, His glory. Jesus went about doing good and had His benefit book and took out healing and said, "Here, have a page of healing. Have a chapter of healing." Healing. Went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of God. Uh-oh, somebody help me now. All that were oppressed of the devil. See, they wasn't oppressed of God. He went about doing good. sharing his glory. That's the glory of God, doing good. When you do good, you're showing forth the glory of God to somebody. See, people want to see these things. They want to see the supernatural. They want to see the arms, the eyes, the ears opened up. Okay, show him, show them his goodness. And it'll happen. Because he can't give them nothing he don't have. He can't give them nothing bad. All he can give them is goodness. Benefits. His benefits. Amen. He daily loads us. The load has been unloaded. All we got to do is get it. Receive it. Believe it. Receive it. You know, I mentioned Hannah this morning. Hannah received a benefit. She was barren. She could not receive. Her husband had two wives. The other one had five. Three daughters, two sons. Or, Mom, don't hold me. She had kids. Hannah had none. And she wanted children. She was lacking. And she went before Eli, the priest. And she was up there and she was... Been yearly, they come to bring their sacrifice. She didn't have nothing to bring. She wanted a family. She felt empty and barren. She was depressed and she was crying out, tears before the altar. Eli looked at her and thought she was drunk because she was praying. She was giving lip service, but she wasn't letting nothing coming out. She was mourning in her heart, but she wasn't saying nothing. But tears. Eli went over, and he was going to rebuke her, correct her, come to the house of God. You don't need to come in here drunk. And she said, oh, man of God, that ain't what it is. You know, you got to understand, I'm in grief. I can't have children now, and I'm pouring out my soul to the Lord. She was lacking benefits. And Eli, the prophet, the seer, he didn't know what she was praying. Because really, he hadn't been seeking God. You look at him and you compare Samuel. Samuel saw some things. Eli had let his sons get corrupt. You start doing that, Eli actually went blind. He's a seer. He naturally went blind, but he went blind spiritually. Come on now. Before he went blind naturally. He quit seeing the things of God. He quit seeing the hope of God. The benefits of God. And he lost sight. But Hannah didn't. She came and she poured her heart out before the Lord. And Eli said, go. This thing that you've asked of the Lord, receive it. Believe you got it. He didn't know what she'd pray. But he did release, that was his office, to release faith for her. And the next year when she came up, she didn't come up. Because she had a child. She stayed home. But she prayed a prayer to the Lord. Consecrated. Said, Lord, if you'll give me a son, one of your benefits. Get a picture of Jesus here now. Lord, if you'll give me a son, I'll give him back to you to do the work of the Lord. She so much wanted a son, but then she was so willing to give what she had to him, to God. And oh, the benefits that happened when she did that. She conceived. God gave her strength, opened up her womb. He didn't shut it. Sin, bitterness, grudges that she had against this other, her other husband's wife, kept her womb shut because she was complaining. But she quit complaining and she went from being a whiner to a believer. She quit whining about the things of God and said, this is what I want from him. And she received strength, received a child, and she kept him for 12 years. Just think about that. And she got to keep him for 12 years. And then she took Samuel to Eli. And he grew from 12 years old and ministered unto the Lord. This is just a summary of what happened here. And I know, I read, after that, Hannah, the Lord blessed her, and she had three daughters and two sons. Or it could have been three sons, two daughters. She had five. She gave one, but she got five. Benefits. Benefits when you give to the Lord. That's a pretty good number. To give one, but she gave him totally to the Lord for the work of the Lord. When you give to God, when you lend to God, whatever you give is coming back. That's a good return. That's a real good return. to have one serving God, the first one serving God all the days of his life. King David, King Saul was anointed by that boy. Don't you tell me how God won't bless you. That one person we talked about, Kelsey talked about this morning, one person that you help them receive faith to receive a promise from God can change a nation, can change a world. Samuel changed. He was the last judge, and after that anointed the first king because Hannah didn't give up. She kept believing God. But she received the goodness of God. She received that benefit that day. Received his goodness and was blessed in her womb. That was the blessing from the beginning. It never changed. God said, be fruitful and multiply. That's his goodness. That's his benefit. That's his blessing. And that's his will. He hasn't changed. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's just chapter one of the benefits. Reed's going to have, he's probably going to have a book he's going to write now. The benefits. I had pain. I came to church and I got healed. Pain free. I like the gospel. What do you need today? What do you need tomorrow? What do you need next year? He daily loads us with his benefits. But if you don't know you have them, that company don't want to pay you unless you know it sometimes. That's money that they can save. But God ain't like that. He daily loads you. But he's not going to go to the store for you. Amen? You got to go to the store. He blesses you in your store and in your basket. But you got to go get it. You need to go shopping. He's giving you the favor and the blessing, the money you got in your bank, but you got to go buy it. You got to go get it. You got to pursue it. Pursue it. You got to pursue those benefits. You got to know what your benefit package is, because the devil don't want you to have it. He definitely don't want you to know and tell people that good, God is good. See, he wants people confused. Ask some of the ministers, think about Oral Roberts. He's passed on now, but some of these men that started digging out Billy Graham, you ask him about the persecution when he started talking about how good God was. But it didn't stop them. It didn't stop them. Because they experienced it. Once you experience the goodness of God, once you have tasted and know that he is good, I don't care what kind of pie you put in your mouth, if you'll listen, you know that ain't God. That ain't his pie. His pie is good pie. Good stuff. Amen. It ain't bitter. It ain't bitter. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this message today, Lord. That Father, we thank you, Lord, that we have a benefit package that's been purchased and it's been sealed by the Holy Ghost. It's been purchased by the blood of Jesus and sealed by the Holy Ghost. And Jesus confirmed it. He came. He came back. He died, but he was resurrected from the dead. And he came back and he showed himself to those that he said, I'm going to do these things and you're going to do these things. And he came back and proved to them that he was not dead. He was alive. And he says, I'm alive forevermore. And the work that I do, I want you to do. He commissioned us. He gave us a commandment to go and preach this gospel to the poor. So, Father, we just thank you right now that we've been encouraged this morning, Lord, that your goodness, Lord, is chasing us down. And Lord, we want it to overtake us, because surely goodness and mercy is following us all the days of our lives, Lord, because you are the great shepherd. Jesus, you are our shepherd. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we receive our benefits daily. The load that you have given us, Lord, we daily receive these benefits, that we're going to live long, live strong, and be able to show your goodness in the land of the living. And we just thank you for that great change this year, for the great benefits, Lord, you have in store for us that have been poured out upon us, Father. Lord, let us, Holy Spirit, give us a revelation. Show us areas in our life where we are lacking. Give us the wisdom. Lord, you said if we lack wisdom, ask. Lord, we're asking for your wisdom, that we're just not going to make decisions on our own anymore, that we're going to go to the great counselor. We're going to go to you, and you're going to show us things just like the prophet. Lord, we are now kings and priests unto you, that, Lord, you can show us. The Holy Spirit is there to show us things to come, that, Lord, we'll be able to make good decisions and business decisions and, Father God, the ministry, Lord, you've called, you've put in our hearts and put into people's heart, Lord, whatever you've called them to do personally, that, Lord, it'll be revealed to them. That we come against the blindness right now that the devil's tried to blind at our visions. That, Lord, we put our hope and our lives before you today, Father. That you open up our eyes. And, Lord, we're able to write those visions down. In Jesus' name, amen.